0 TR.
Tom, KI-4DOS mobile.
Afternoon, Gary. Just got back from going and getting some chicken feed, and now I'm headed down to take a package back from Amazon that the mistake was made on it. How you enjoy doing today?
Fine, can't complain about anything. Had to run down to the store, pick up a couple little items, and made it back to the house now. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing great today.
So we got that feed block in the chicken pen. The old boy that owns the feed place said that kind of draws their attention from pecking a little bit. It's a pretty good size square. It looks like a salt block, you know. I never did try that before. They're not cheap either. They're $21.
I've tried those either, Tom. I hope it works out real well. When we had chickens, I always bought those 25-pound bags of feed and filled their feeder up, you know, about probably every third day or so. But they sure made a mess out of that. Hopefully that'll work out for you.
Feeders in there too, Gary. I just let me turn this radio down. Sorry about that. There's five on each side of the pen. And Patrick can explain it to you, but the ones on, my neighbor just went by. The ones on the north side have pecked each other ever since we got them. And they're those ISA browns. The other side, they just look like the most beautiful color. And there's five over there. Now, why are these five? Do that, I don't know. We put that powder out for the mites. I've sprayed bicentrin around the perimeter. We put the powder in their, the seltzer in the hen house underneath it. And I don't get it. But I did learn something today.
Well, good day. If you learned something today, I hate that you got five that are pecking at each other and whatnot. And the other five are not, but the lady that cuts our hair has some chickens, and she went up to the guy that you go to up there in North Carolina to get your chickens, and she said she's got some small ones, you know, they're Dibbies, are a little bit bigger than Dibbies now, but the grown ones will stay on one end of the pen, and the younger ones stay on the other. And they peck at each other.
Not to mix the 8-week-old ones that come from the chicken man with adult chickens. He says they'll kill them. He says they'll peck them, and if they draw blood, they'll peck it till it dies.
They don't want to kill any of your chickens any way, shape, form, or fashion. I want them out there.
Yeah, Bernice had 4 dozen for Patrick the other day when his son and son-in-law come with him. We really had a nice visit. We loved that. And I'm sure he shared some with them. Boy, those eggs, some of them huge. But I was going to tell you what I learned today, and I thought I knew everything, Gary. You know I do. But I had a bag of feed I opened this morning, and it's full of bugs, little bitty ones. It kind of grossed me out. I'm not a bug fanatic or nothing. But I keep it in the tin barn, and there's absolutely no bugs in the tin barn. I spray bicentrin in there once a year, and it just takes care of it. That's all. Well, these things started going everywhere. And so I went and I talked to the manager up here at Feed and Seed Store, and he said, Tom, he said, when they harvest the feed and they make it net, he said the larva's in there, and when it's hot, he says they hatch out inside of the bag. You know, by golly, that's where they was at. He says, I'll make it good this time. He says, next time, bring it back. He says, I'll feed it to my chickens. And I said, well, I can't. I said, we got it in the garage, which was a little bit of a fib because it's in the tin barn. But it's just as clean as the garage, put it that way. And, not quite, but pretty clean, no bugs. Not even any stink bugs. Them suckers come in, they just drop like flies when they get in. That bites in from, they call it Calstar, Gary. I don't know if you've used it or not. This is N0TR.
I haven't used that, but I'll get some. We don't have any now, or haven't had any in a while, but them stink bugs, I tell you what, they seem like they get in and around everything. I did have a problem with some dog food. I bought some dog food and opened it up and dumped it in the other containers that put it in 5 gallon buckets so I can don't have to fool the bag, you know. But it was had some mold in it, and I told them up at the feed store about that, and they said, "Well, you should have brought it back." I said, "They had already dumped it out in these buckets." And the guy with the feed store said, "Well, it doesn't make any difference." He said, "You could tell what kind of feed it is. If you brought your 5 gallon buckets back, we'd have put it in something else and gave you another bag." And I said, "Well, I'll remember that from now on." I said, "That's the first bag I've ever got that had any mold in it."
Good thing to have either. Well, Gary, you can go to doityourself.com or you can get it at these do it yourself. There's two Harleys beside me. One of them's got a helmet on. I'm surprised. The other one don't. He's got his wife or girlfriend behind him. She don't have a helmet either. Duh. Oh, they're riding an Indian, by God, but looks like a Harley. But, it'll have the ingredients bifenthrin in it. And our daughter, which got laid off from GE years ago, bought LawnDoctor.com. And so she's got all the licenses for everything, and she had to, know what she was doing. And I told my neighbor about it. He had fleas all over his dogs. The whole backyard was full of them. He sprayed his backyard with it. No more fleas. And just as a side note, if you spray the perimeter of your house with it, good Lord. These are idiots. I guess that's why they're on Harleys, but they went right between the cars. That's stupid. But, at any rate, it's called bifenthrin. That's the ingredient. Get it in this type you mix. It only takes 1 ounce and a gallon. And you can mix that up, and it lasts forever, it seemed like. It's not real cheap, but it's not real expensive. Depends on the size of the container. But 1 ounce in a half a gallon is not, or in a gallon is not very much at all. But you can spray around the perimeter of the house and or in the yard. We put out pelletized stuff that the daughter orders for me and spread it on the yard, and that's the main ingredient is bifenthrin, Gary.
Check that out when I go in the house. I'll pull that up on the computer and see what I can do about that. I got them two German Shepherds back there in the back, and they we keep flea stuff on them, but that seems to do pretty good, but if I can get rid of the fleas in the grass and stuff out in the back, that'd make more sense than having to put that flea stuff on the dogs every 3 of them. Well, it would last a month, and every month, and that stuff's expensive too.
Well, Gary, you can take this and spray it and keep the dogs off of it for a couple of hours or whatever. If it's a nice, hot, sunny day, not even that long, keep them off of it for a couple of hours, and they're just safe as can be, Amy said. So there's no danger to your animals.
No deal, Tom. I'm going to go in there and see about that, see if I can't get some of it. Spray the yard, see if that helps the dogs out any. Course, I don't normally wear shorts anymore. I used to wear them all the time, but I would normally wear long pants now, and I haven't been bitten on around my ankles with fleas and stuff like I was at one time. But as we get older, we learn new things, don't we?
My neighbor always said, said, Tom, she says, when you get too old to learn, it's time to die. And I kind of agree with that. But yeah, it's nice to get educated and, oh, it's nice to know people and find out different things. But that one's authentic. I give you my word on that. It works really good. But Gary, I'm down here at Staples. I got to run in and drop off a package, and it's been really great talking to you, and I'll catch you down the line. KI4DOS and 0TR73.
Okay, good timing, Tom, because I just arrived here at the house and put my truck in his favorite parking spot, as Mr. Ray used to say. And I'll get out and go in the house, and after I unload the truck, you know, like I said, I had to go pick up a few things, and I can get all that in one load, so it's a plus in itself. But you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day. Enjoy this cooler weather. I tell you what, it is just beautiful out here today. Joy doesn't like the smell of cleaning solution, so I had some cleaning that I needed to do, so I carried the stuff outside and got everything cleaned up, oiled up, ready to go do some more playing with it. So you know how that goes. Y'all take care, and we'll say Sammy's raping now. Enjoyed it, Tom. Look forward to doing it again. KI4DOS, mobile clear.
KI4DOS,
KR4ETW. I believe it was KI4DOS.
Roger that. That's Chuck on Campobello. He just heard you in there and thought I'd holler at you.
Hope you're doing well and having a good day.
You're good. I've been fighting CB radios all day and I'm getting nowhere.
Cut him out now that you got ham radios.
I'm going to. Got three radios and two antennas, and I can't get past one truck to the other truck between them.
That's not good. Well, I hope you have some luck getting everything set up there, Chuck. You really do.
It's not no big deal either way. Just the old hobby I used to get into years ago. When I got this ham stuff going, I dug that CB stuff out. Just trying to wire it back together.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks that do both, and you know, I don't have a CB in either one of my vehicles anymore. Don't have one in the house. Got rid of all of those. Do a whole lot more with ham than you can with the CBs.
Great. I got a couple old buddies from a long time. Been trying to talk to him today, and he's not. I'm old Campbell, and he's in Landrum. I can't get up there, but I'll figure it out. It's nothing big deal if it don't work. Just found it in an old toy box. So I'm going to dig it out.
Hey, well, you know, if they lay a long time, you know, sometimes some of the caps will go bad or something like that in there. There ain't no telling what it might be, but I hope it's something real simple that you can get taken care of, or at least you can get up to your buddy's house.
It's, like I said, it wasn't no big deal. Just had it out there. All right, I know you're fishing go in, so I just want to touch base you right quick, and I'll catch you later. KR4's ETW, I'll be clear.
Enjoy the cooler weather. Glad you hollered at me. I was fixing to turn the radio off, and you caught me just in time. We'll say 73 to you for now. You take care. Have a wonderful afternoon and a good weekend, and we'll be listening for you on the net in just a little while. KR4ETW, KI4DOS, mobile clear.